Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 12th. Sorry, but if you hear some racket in the background, we're having some work done on the house. But overnight, we had May corn down 3 cents at 535.5. Excuse me, May wheat up a half at 643. And May beans down 8.5 cents at 1405. We did not see any exports out there today. Bean oil overnight made a double top at 55 cents. That's a primary Fibonacci number, making a double top there. Could be significant. We'll have to see. The palm oil has been making new highs, you know, 14, 15-year highs out here. But they say that their production cycle is going to be bringing in a lot of production, and that could ease some of the pressure that we've been seeing in the bean oil and in palm oil. So maybe we're getting a little toppy out here and due for a break. Meal is oversold, but it looks terrible on the charts. A close under $400 on the May meal, I think, opens up the door for more selling out there. Though we could see, if the oil decides to break, we could see oil sell off and the meal rally against it somewhat out here. Corn market just a little bit lower overnight, beans a little bit lower. I think, you know, we're looking at, you know, very little demand. The dollar's back up 47 ticks here, just under 92 cents. That'll weigh on the markets. But overall, you know, I look at bigger numbers out of Brazil, some smaller numbers out of Argentina, mostly being offset by Brazil now. And I just, you know, I don't see the problems that a lot of people are seeing out here. The market's been incredibly strong, though. Funds want to buy it, and we could see another layer of fund buying in here coming next week, but we'll have to see. I look at the wheat market. It's giving us some bearish signals out here. Beans, if we close under $14, I think you need to really get more aggressive out here and buy some puts. If corn closes under 528, I think you certainly need some more puts out there, old crop and new crop. So we've got some great opportunities out here, guys. Don't let it pass you by without doing something out here. The weather, we're going to have that major snow system in Denver. They could get a record amount of snow in one day out there, but that system is going to be moving into Iowa and other places, and it's certainly going to bring some much-needed rain to areas like Kansas, Iowa, some other places. So long-term, it may delay some planting, but it's still pretty darn early. Planting dates aren't until April 10th, April 20th in Iowa, so we've got a ways to go here. But I think the general weather generally looks pretty good. We're cool next week and then start to warm up again the next week after that. So, you know, I don't see any real problems out here for the time being. Funds are still long over 300,000 contracts of corn, long about 150 beans, 120 oil. So there's room for this market to see some selling if the funds want to liquidate here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.